A two-pot holiday is more expensive than a credit card getaway. Therese Havenga, head of business transformation at Momentum Savings. I usually sleep too late when it comes to booking a holiday. I'm so task-oriented at work that holiday times seem to creep up on me. Last year, I had to take my family to a farm close to the seaside. We couldn't get a dog-friendly place to stay in a coastal town at such a late stage. Worst was, there was no Wi-Fi, no signal and no electricity. How must teenagers plan their days, then? I was not popular. The above also meant that we had to travel more than anticipated, and spend more time in restaurants to eat cooked food, with Wi-Fi. So much so for trying to save up and budget ahead of time. Now, with so many changes in the financial landscape, I've been wondering what people do who don't save and plan for holiday expenses up front. Can they afford to take last-minute chances, like I do with booking a place? I've asked our actuaries to do the sums, and they illustrate how hard it will be to make up for the alluring thought of going on holiday with retirement money, or on credit. Let us consider three scenarios for accessing more or less R30000. You use two-pot money, you use your credit card, or you save up first. Let us also consider what the real cost of each option is. Use two-pot money. The two-pot retirement system was introduced on the 1st of September 2024. Government meant the access to retirement money as emergency savings, but some people seem to think it is available as spending money. Is this a feasible option? Let's assume you'll retire in 5 years. You have R42,000 in your savings component of your retirement annuity and you contribute R3,000 per month. Let's also assume you earn R30,000 per month. This means the tax rate you usually pay is 26%. The transaction costs R200, withdrawal fee, plus the 26% tax you pay on the withdrawal. You will receive R3,880 when you withdraw the full amount in your savings component. If you had left the money to grow in the retirement annuity, it would have grown to R74,370 at a 12% growth rate before fees. Let's call this the opportunity cost. This is how much it will cost you to pay back the actual cost and the opportunity cost over the next 5 years. You will need to increase your monthly contribution by another R917 to restore the original maturity value. This results in a total repayment of R55,020 for the withdrawal. Use your credit card. Your credit card rate is probably 21.75%. Repo rate of 7.75% plus 14%, as set by the National Credit Regulator. If you borrow R30,000 now, you will have to repay R825 per month over the next 5 years. This means to get R30,000 will cost you R49,500. This also means you could almost afford a second holiday with the R19,500 you're wasting on interest. R49,500 R30,000 equals R19,500. Save up first. If you had been saving R370 per month for the last 5 years, and your investment grew at a rate of 12% before fees, you would now have R30,000. Your total contributions would have been R22,200. This means if you save up front, your R30,000 holiday will cost you only R22,200. This means it costs the most to borrow from your long-term retirement savings. Then the credit card bites you with interest to repay. By saving up front, your holiday will cost you not only the least, but less than the actual cost. The sums show just how much one benefits by saving up front for big expenses like holidays, especially fancy holidays. Now I must just do my homework in advance so that my last-minute bookings don't cost me more after I had diligently saved for a holiday. Ends. Author at Therese Havenga. Momentum Investo Plus posts IF women live longer. What about their medical expenses? Share on your socials.